Imagine you can't stand another minute of me. I don't mean the way a theater usher no longer salivates at the smell of popcorn, or an editor can't quite tell a good poem from a bad one anymore, or work up the guilt to give a damn. I'm not talking about what's inevitable, though not what's memorable either. Nothing intense or terrifying, like, say, the feeling when flames begin to blister and char your feet, igniting, so to speak, your first doubts about being a heretic after you've spent such energy convincing yourself that God would insulate you. No, nothing so distinctly painful that it's easy to cry out for it to stop, or that understandably leads to homicide on its own. But more like a hangnail you can't bite close enough when you haven't got a clipper. How it catches and tears a little more whenever you forget and reach into your pocket until you have to think too much about your movements. Feel that? Good. Now add a hemorrhoid and an itch between the shoulder blades and simultaneously do your best to think of love. And if you can, we've got a deal.